Hi, you guys. Welcome to Cabernet and A.
Keegan Allen.
Hello, Cabernet and A.
Are you a wine drinker, Keegan?
I don't indulge. I enjoy people that do.
Mr. Norman Buckley, director of Pretty Little Lies.
Thank you for asking me.
The writers and Marlene know what the final word is going to be.
Absolutely. They're not making it up.
Does the actor who plays A know that he or she is playing A?
I can't answer that.
It was worth a shot.
Officer Barry Maple. Jim Titus!
I am drinking Cabernet right now.
So. Oh, yeah!
I'm about to bottle in, so don't get me into any trouble.
Cabernet and A.
Okay, you guys. Welcome to Cabernet and A! Okay, we have a very special guest co-host here tonight. You're very special. Miss Kelly Noonan!
Hello!
Yay! Welcome, Kel, at GoToCal. You might recognize Kelly from not only like every premiere and finale party, but you also did a podcast with us that time. Were you here when we talked to Norman?
Yeah.
I was here
that time.
Kelly, old pal.
You remember me.
No one forgets. Kelly is not a new friend.
An old friend.
Unlike all the new friends we continue to seem to meet in Rosewood, but we'll get to that later. I don't know. But first, and most importantly, Kelly is filling in for Sue Funk because she's so sick. Sue, we love you.
And we are so sad that you're so sick.
I brought her a leave earlier today on my way home because I was like, please don't leave your apartment. It's like, I can walk past Rite Aid and get you things. And she, like, opened the door and she, like, couldn't even talk. Bless her heart. I never even say bless her heart, but it warranted. Sue's current state warrants a bless her heart. So
you know
Sue,
she wouldn't miss this unless she was physically incapable of speaking.
Well, then she was even like, well, maybe I can do this or that. I'm like, Sue, you can't talk. You can barely move. You need to rest yourself. You cannot make yourself worse for Pretty Little Liars. Exactly. Sue would only miss it if she was, you know, in dire straits.
Physically incapable.
So, she's home recuperating.
We miss you.
We miss you. We love
you,
Sue.
You're much funnier than me. I apologize.
No, don't say it. But so, in lieu of her being here, she's here in spirit and also in email notes. So she sent us in, you know, whatever current, like, medicated stupor that she's in.
Good.
She sent us some notes of her thoughts. So we'll
go
through those as we go.
Good, because I'm a little drunk and I don't remember the things I was thinking.
Oh, I was going to say, I was going to see if people could guess which of us was drunk tonight.
And shoot.
Well, I was just going to bet that they would say me, because you know how it goes. But I'm sober. I'm drinking kombucha. Okay, so since Sue isn't here, oh God, I'm lost without her already. I don't even know how to do the business. I'm going to make it up. I think it's download us. You can subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, and get in touch. Hashtag Cabernet and A or CabernetandA@gmail.com. Also, the Cabernet and A Facebook page. Hit us up there. I am drinking, in lieu of red wine, I'm drinking organic raw kombucha tea. Gingerade flavor. This is my second bottle.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like trying to make myself not drink all the red wine. I'm like downing this kombucha tea. And Kelly was drinking water, but you were drinking...
I was drinking like vodka and like soda.
Like a seltzer situation.
Yeah.
Which was a delight.
And I think I'm really strong, so that was maybe in hindsight, like, not the best.
You're doing a great job. You're making up for me and both me and Sue not drinking. You're drinking for three.
I'm drinking for three.
You're drinking for three, okay. If we're being honest.
Good.
No, so you're doing great. And then also, before we dive into today's episode, I want to give a few shout-outs to... okay, this is like one of the most amazing things that's happened to me in my life. And
okay.
I have met both Justin Timberlake and John Stamos, but shout out to Trish, who sent us a case of, like, amazing wine.
No, really?
She sent us wine.
Trish,
you're the best.
How does she have your address?
Well,
is she A?
She's not A, I don't think, but I, just in case, Trish, not that I suspect, but, you know, we gotta watch her back. I gave her my work address.
Oh, okay.
But, so, if I go missing from work, Trish... We know you're out there.
We know it's you.
And you have witnesses. No, so thank you so much, Trish. That was, like, beyond amazing.
She's a fan?
She's a fan of the podcast, a fan and a friend. She's at Hectic Diva on Twitter, so you are the best. And also, she had this amazing theory about Ezra's family and, like, his
art. Oh, I wouldn't know it, because I'm... really into
it. We talked about it, I think, on the last podcast, but I'll send you the email.
Send me the email.
Yeah, it's so good.
I want to see that.
So she's amazing. Shout out to Trish. And then also, I'm so excited because next week we're going to talk to Samantha Rulo. She's an editor at Bustle.com. She's at Sam Rulo, R-U-L-L-O. And she did this awesome video about theory that Garrett could possibly be Charles. And you know, it's like, okay, yes, is Garrett dead? Uh-huh. Maybe. We'll talk about it more next week. That's a little teaser. But check out her theory. Look her up at S-A-M-R-U-L-L-O, and she'll be here to talk with us next Tuesday on the podcast. Mm-hmm. And you know me, I'm obsessed with Garrett's involvement. So I was like, yeah, yeah, whatever. No, he's probably not dead. Go on. Go on. Tell me everything.
Me Maya.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So
Nate didn't kill him.
Okay, so tonight's episode, the second episode of season 6, and let's dive right in. I think both of us were into it.
I was so into
Cal,
it.
Cal, go.
I'm into season 6, like, it's only been 2 episodes, but I'm so into season 6. Season 5, like, from, like, I was hanging out with friends who weren't caught up, and they were watching, like, second half of season 5, and I'm like, none of this is relevant. And I was just like, the second half, like the last episode of season 5, you're just like, what?
Right.
But then from the first moment of season 6, you're like, what? Yeah. Like, oh my god, like, what's going on? Like, I'm so into season 6. I think we can both agree that nothing mind-blowing happened, like, nothing was revealed, and that was, like, slightly disappointing, but I love that they're not just like, oh, they went through something traumatic, and on with life, you're seeing them all deal with it, and I think that that's good, that's good writing.
I 100% agree, and I think the only thing I a little bit wavered on that I said to Cal as the episode was about, like, 10 minutes from being over, I was like, I do genuinely, and I understand that not every episode can drive the plot forward in, like, leaps and bounds, mind-blowing ways, you know? I mean, like, you do still have to have, like, just some story arc, and I mean, you know, it's not always going to be mind-blowing, and I agree with you that this episode, and really showing how the liars were affected, was necessary, and would have felt sort of cheap without it, you know? Right. Like, without sort of covering, like, the mental damage it was done. However, it was, like, 10 minutes to go before the end, and I was like, this episode is good, but I'm a little bit greedy and just still wish something mind-blowing would happen in the last 10 minutes.
I know. Well, I was also just annoyed that, like, the Mr. De Laurentiis cop-out of, like, Charles is in our family. Yeah. And, like, come on! And Allison, and you're just gonna drop it?
She acts like it's...
And you're just she's like, good enough. That's a good answer.
Yeah, she's like...
Thanks, Dad.
NBD. Must have been... My bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of annoying.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh, like, that's good enough for you, Allison? Like, okay. Yeah, no, I agree with that. But I just thought it was such a good episode and, like, just...
Cal was, like, feeling legit
feels.
And we're not the type of people
I'm
to necessarily feel feels.
I don't feel feels.
And Kelly was feeling all of the feels.
I was feeling
it was
feely.
Emotional.
It was.
And I think we each sort of had differing opinions to some extent on how each parent was handling it. Well, so number one, I mean, basically all the parents in Rosewood are the worst.
Horrible. They all have horrible parents. We came to the conclusion that Ashley Marin is the best parent.
Which
is horrible.
Exactly.
This is a woman that will sleep with a cop to get you off of shoplifting charges. And she is by far the best at parenting.
Yeah, she definitely was in the lead in this one.
Yes.
Because, you know, Ella, I think we both just kind of think is the worst.
I hate her.
She's just, like, never making the right choice.
No, you're always the worst. But the thing that's so bad about Ella is she's always making the worst decisions, but acting, like, so, like,
she's
sanctimonious
so righteous.
About it.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what's so awful about her. Ugh.
And then Nia Peebles was, like, not singing awesome late 80s, early 90s pop music,
like
she
should
be, but instead just be, although this is who we differed on, because you were really upset at her.
I was like, calm down, like, you have to understand that your daughter is going to be acting out in certain ways, and you need to handle that with grace, like, you can't just come attack her like that,
right.
But you agreed
that.
She's
like, take it down a notch, but I sort of,
with her.
And as much as I think even Kelly was sort of a little bit of a, because I said that, Nia Peebles, a.k.a. Mrs. Fields, was, and if you're not familiar with Nia's musical career,
YouTube,
please do
YouTube.
Yourself a favor right now, but Nia has always been, like, I remember watching season one and the episodes where she's so not okay with, like, Emily's sexuality. Mm-hmm. I legitimately was, like, in my room, like, throwing pillows, like, I was, like, man, I was yelling, I was alone in my room, like, 2 o'clock in the morning, like, when I very first started just, like, binge watching the series from the beginning, and I was, like, no! No! I was, like, punching things, and it just is so, there's, like, that's what gets me the most, is just, like, parents being,
yeah.
Not understanding of, like,
just
children's...
Like,
I don't... It's just, like, I can't wrap my brain around it, but
she
did.
You made
the point that she, you did make the point that she came back from it, which is fine. But then, so I kind of always like hated her the most, but then, which is weird. Then I started defending her tonight, and I was like, in Nia's defense, Emily is kind of acting like an imbecile because she shouldn't be going to the gun range angry. Like she shouldn't. And I'm also just, I mean, afraid of guns to begin with. That's a whole other thing. But I'm like, I'm like nervous watching her, like with this fire in her eyes and like, you know,
slaying again. I'm also terrified of guns, right. But like, I can't say that if
she
if I were Emily, I don't know. I mean, if I were Emily, I wouldn't do that. I would still be terrified of guns. But like, I can't blame anyone who's been in a situation like that from being like, I need to know how to defend myself.
Absolutely.
And so like, I feel like if I was Mrs. Fields, I would be more like, let's channel this in a positive way. Let's like, let's call Jake and take some self-defense classes.
Yes.
Like, let's do something positive. Like, let's
not just start to get into her shrill place. Like, Emily!
You're like,
Emily!
I'm putting my foot down. Like, this girl, oh, she's always like, this is the law in this house. And it's like, okay, that's
like,
not the way you handle somebody who probably has PTSD.
Right,
like,
exactly.
That is not the way you handle this. Like, you're going to, like, trigger something. Like, you need to, like, handle it with a little bit more grace.
It's like, and take it down a notch, take a deep breath. Okay, so all the parents are the worst. Also, no dads, and that's a whole other thing.
Yeah, like,
zero dads.
I think you would get on a plane. Like, I'm sorry, Mr. Fields. Like, I know that you're military, but I think that this would be, like, unless he's deployed.
That's the thing, unless he like actually it would
is
be like AWOL or something
and
like
he's like in Afghanistan or something, but I think that they
otherwise,
would like if your daughter had
like,
been missing for three weeks, right? Was that the time frame?
Yeah.
You
like
think
a month.
He could get like a furlough.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Okay, so that's the overarching, and I guess maybe let's go back to the beginning and kind of walk through some of the best moments, then we can dive deeper into the overall. But Sue's first note here, which also I think, I mean, everyone loved. She says, Toby's bad boy ways won't fly as a bad cop. That's the Titus influence. And I thought, so, okay, where is Jim Titus? Where is Barry Maple?
Oh, yeah. Why do we have a new cop? I'm so upset about this.
No new friends. Why do we have
no
new friends?
No new characters.
No
new
friends.
Get them out of here. Get them out of here.
So,
no. I don't need any new storylines.
We don't want new characters. I thought we were out of the new characters world.
I did too.
And
I'm over it.
Barry Maple was just like promoted to detective, and now suddenly, where is he? We have this like new asshole.
This new asshole
town.
That's like flirting with Allison. I'm like, no, I don't need any more romantic interest for Allison. Emerson is happening this season. Like,
I don't even give a shit about Emerson. In fact, I think I'm against it, but I'm far more on board with Emerson than
Lorenzo.
Although, before we talk about how much we hate Lorenzo, shout out to Chandler at Chandler Alteri. She tweeted, Toby went to the Elliot Stabler School of Law. Shout out
Give
to
me 5 minutes with him.
Give me 5 minutes. I was like, okay,
too
relax.
Too bad Finance Mershka Hargitay, Spencer's mom, was not there to intervene in that moment.
Full circle. Oh my god. Mershka would have just poked her head in. Why were you behind that tree the whole time, fake Mershka? So yeah, Toby's bad boy ways, we're not on board with it. And
I
then,
like that.
Sue also
I like
some,
the campiness of it.
I like that. It was like, fun in a campy way, you're right. And this made me laugh. Sue goes, when Toby goes, we never gave up, he's like, relax, Toby, it really hadn't been that long.
Yeah, like 2 weeks in, you'd be like, they're dead. Let's just have a funeral. I have a new girlfriend now.
We never gave up. Those 30 days, we never gave up.
I know.
Okay. We got it.
Like, if Sarah Harvey's family were like, we never gave up, like.
Right, we're like, oh, good on you.
Yeah, that's been years, which I still can't even wrap my brain around how long technically.
I know. It's all a little bit very muddy.
I saw a really good Tumblr recently that had, like, the timeline of everything relevant. I don't know if you saw it. I forget what it was called. This isn't useful. I'll send it to you.
You're fine. Keep
going. They had, like, a timeline, and they were like, okay, there's nowhere around this, but this November lasted for 3 months.
Oh, yeah.
Months.
It's,
yeah.
like, basically been the fall for, like,
yeah.
years.
Yes. Yes. There's no possible way for
right.
this. And she had it broken down, like, week by week, and,
yeah.
like, the month of November literally was 3 months
yeah.
long.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
absolutely.
There's, like, nothing to
There's nothing
done.
We can say about
so
it.
So there's
just
no
sure.
way that we can know how long Sarah Harvey
exactly.
was in it unless somebody freeze framed and counted those like hash marks.
Right.
Which I'm sure
somebody
did. Yeah.
Someone on Tumblr did and
yeah.
good for them. I'm not saying I'm above it. I thought about it and then I just got drunk instead. So so back to Lorenzo. This asshole. He's
I'm so
like watching
mad at him.
He's like creepily watching Allison walk away from him. Like, you just, yeah, like, what stare. Was that? I don't, like, know. What, I just, like, wanted.
Thing? And, like, why was he at the church? And why are you even a character?
Kelly was my favorite one at the scene where he, like, kind of offers her a hamburger. And Kelly's like, what? What is? Get this out of my life.
Get this guy out of my
get
life.
Get this out of my life.
Who are, like, you? Get out of my life.
I agree. Get all of it out of my life. And Sue also mentioned no new people. Although, yeah. Although Sue said, I'm kind of vibing on this new cop, Lorenzo's alley bait. Yeah, well, okay, that's an interesting point. I'm not sure this is exactly how she meant it, but, I mean, I saw it as, like, yeah, it's just sort of, like, another unnecessary, just, like, Talia, just, like, fake Chris Hardwick, like, just sort of a little romantic divergence. The crazy, like, artist guy who was, like, squatting with Spencer. But that's interesting, and I'm not sure, Sue, if this is how you meant this or not, but I wonder if maybe Lorenzo is part, can we hold on to hope that he's somehow part of the greater, like, that he's, like, trying to expose Allie, or does he really just want to tap that ass?
I'd almost be less upset if he's just some random, like, distraction than if they try to throw in this new character who's tied into the bigger thing, because it's like, well, he's not been here. Like, give us a chance to figure this out. Yeah. You know what I mean? You're just throwing a new character that's relevant. Right. Like, it's kind of annoying to me.
Right.
I kind of, like, wish that, like, they brought back that character who was working at the construction site who knew Emily's name even though she didn't know
it. Oh, my God.
Like, I'm like, he kind of looks like that guy. And I'm like, well, they should have just brought back that guy and then it could have been tied in. But,
the whole thing. Which, yeah. Actually, that also, thank you for reminding me because, and let me look at my notes
here. That guy bothers me. Like, I can't, like, sleep at night because of that guy.
Well, I'm with you. And I actually just spent, and I spent longer trying to figure out which episode that was so I could watch it this weekend.
Oh, really?
And then, like, yeah, I watched that scene then for 5 minutes. Meanwhile, I'd spent, like, an hour and 15 minutes, like, trying to figure out which episode it was. But Liz also had emailed us, and I thought we talked, she's at Toasted Cat on Twitter, which clearly I love.
Yeah.
And I thought that we had talked about it on our theory podcast, but I could be mistaken. We could have accidentally omitted it. I thought I did, but yeah, that was that whole, she's the one, and, you know, I'm sure a handful of people have brought it up, but she specifically, I really hadn't thought of it until she specifically emailed Sue and I and had mentioned, like, oh my God, remember this guy, and maybe he was building the dollhouse.
Yeah.
If anyone listening is not following our insane ramblings, it's from, oh God, and then I had it, and now I forget which episode it was. It's an episode in season 3.
Well, they're looking for Redco.
They're looking for Redco. I think it's like 318 or 19, 321. Yeah. I don't know. Listen, guys, he can't help you.
He's very hot.
And, like, basically,
they're
like
disappointed he didn't continue.
And they're searching for Redco, and
it's Emily's
in this construction place. Yeah. And then the guy knows Emily's name. And
he's like, nobody in Redco, and nobody's here, Emily. And she's like, how did you know my name? Like,
right. It's like, bring back that guy. Don't bring back these, like,
don't throw in new people.
Right.
Yeah. That would have been interesting if they had made that guy the cop and the partner, and then nobody remembered it except for us. That would have been great.
I found Liz's email. It's 321. So check out 321 if anyone's not up to speed on that. It's a really good, interesting episode. Okay. So anyways, back to this crazy episode. What else did Sue say here? Caleb Rivers wins Boyfriend of the Year by saying, just tell me what to do. Exactly. Nailed it. Also, who doesn't want to nail him? Am I right?
Yes, nobody. Literally.
Everybody wants to nail him, and he's the best. He is the best. I mean,
since the beginning.
Hannah is, like, set up for success.
She has the best mom and the best boyfriend.
She has the best mom and the best boyfriend, and she has no new friends. It's been a while since she had a new friend.
Yeah, exactly.
Hannah, God bless.
I know.
Yeah, Caleb was the only one. I think that's also what was frustrating us about the parents, how they were just trying. They were almost, like, lashing back.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, at least, and I think, you know, Hannah's mom did it the best, too, where they were just kind of, like, okay,
whatever you need.
No set of movements. What do I need to do for you?
We'll buy you whatever kind of furniture.
Exactly.
You need whatever you want. But it's like, I feel like kind of how you have to act in that situation. And it's like, all the other, you're right. Like, Ella, who, like, I hate and will never forgive her for abandoning her family. But to chase some boy who's actually just, like, hitting on Hannah or whatever. But, like, they were being, like, really aggressive with them. And, like, the last thing they need is aggression.
Yeah.
You know,
agreed.
Ashley Marin is the only one who gets it.
Mother
of the year, which is really...
which is really disturbing.
Yeah.
You noted it, but then I wrote it down so we could talk about it. You were noting that it was interesting how Ezra was fixating on, like, you should write about it.
Yeah.
Just like, is there something there? I don't know.
Yeah.
As the PLL Sherlock says, shout out as always, PLL Sherlock could be something.
Yeah, it could be nothing. Could be something, could be nothing.
But, interesting.
I mean, I find the whole, like, why was Ezra there? I mean, I know, like, yeah, I mean, I got it. But, like, they're not together anymore,
right.
Technically. He was, right. like, setting her free to go have
right.
her college
Fly
experience.
Free.
Which is, like, the correct thing to
it
do.
It is.
Would have been the correct thing to not, you know, date her in the first place, to get close to her, because she's a minor and you're a student,
yeah.
and you knew who she was. So, that's really creepy. But now you're all just like, yeah, you should, like, write it down. And,
right.
Like, what are you trying to get at? Are you trying to write another book, Ezra? Are you trying to, like, I just can't get behind him as having good intentions.
I still just want him to be involved. Like, I know
yeah.
it's not likely since they, like, already, you know, went through the whole rigmarole,
yeah.
but I really want him to be involved because I still just think his family's involved somehow.
Yeah,
I mean, they
so
have to be.
Dark corners in the life of Ezra.
I feel like it's like
the
less.
Fitzgerald family.
Yeah, I feel like it's less plausible at this point that his family wouldn't be involved because there's been so many mentions, like the Fitzgerald Arts Foundation and like
yes.
art
and the
art
painting
such,
and,
yes.
the, and the, that and then like the whole like Shauna getting killed at the
yes,
theater
the
thing
theater.
And. Allison having access to the Barjack, and Allison having access to that theater, which, like, apparently they just hung out, like, they hung out a couple times, like,
yeah.
they try and downplay the Ezra-Allison relationship so much, but then yet she just has full access to this theater. Like, what, at what point did they ever just, you know what I mean, what,
yeah.
what point did he give her access to that theater?
I totally agree. I think
if they never slept together and it was never anything and da 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 da.
And obviously they're trying to play that up because that was the plot line of that season.
Right.
Like, is Ezra good or bad? But still those things happen. You know
right.
what I mean? Like, I still just think that there's something more to it. Oh, God. All
At
right.
least I hope there is.
Sue also says, Arya is the worst liar. A broke her lying skills. Yeah, I mean, that part was very frustrating to me. I was bad. I felt like I went to a little bit of a bad place again. I went to like a little bit of a season 5 place again when she started to lie. I was like, oh, we were so close.
No,
we were
see,
so
I feel
close.
Like,
and then
like
it like made
so,
me, I'm like, shut up, Arya.
That was so Arya, though.
It
like,
was
that's
Arya.
Exactly what she would do.
It
like,
was
yes,
Arya.
That is what you would do, Arya.
Yeah, that's true.
And then we made, like, we tied in so perfectly to our serial discussion that we were having
oh
earlier
my God.
About Adnan, Saeed, and Jay, and like the false confessions and police interrogations,
yep.
but I think that's a real thing.
It's that's so true. It was very topical, because we were talking about that right before we watched the show, and yeah, that is what happens. Like, you get in there,
mm-hmm.
and you just say either what you think they want to hear, or what
mm-hmm.
you think you need to say, and I'm sure it's
or
like
you,
a mind
you
fuck.
Think, oh, these cops know who did it, so I'm going to say
whatever
I need to say
yep.
to help them convict the person,
yep.
because I don't want this person who did this bad thing to go free, and that's actually really common.
Which, you know what, I think that something that I is a little bit nagging at me through this whole thing, and again, and I'm in a good place. I love season 6. I'm not in like a sad season 5 place anymore, but I do think somewhere along the line, I just still maybe like missed, other than the facts that we have been set up to see as an audience of why Andrew
mm-hmm.
is A.
Mm-hmm.
Which means he's clearly not.
Right.
What did they, in their Rosewood world, see? Like, why did they suddenly believe as much as we as the audience were supposed to believe that Andrew did it? Like, I feel like, all like, we finished season 5, and then all of a sudden season 6, everyone was like, well, and then, you know how Andrew's A. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
Like, am I wrong? Like, did
well,
I miss something
I think
it just seemed too, like, what happened that they were
yes.
so sure?
And not to draw too many parallels, but it seemed very similar to, like, a Jay
and Adnan
yeah. situation where it was just, like, the car was in a place that was tied to him. All
yeah.
the electronic equipment was tied to him.
Right.
Like, when they actually found the evidence and found that little bunker, it was all tied to Andrew.
Right, the farm.
And they found that journal
right.
in the farm. And so, like,
right.
all of the evidence they found was tied to Andrew.
Got it.
And that's when, like, was it Toby that was
that's
saying,
right.
like...
I guess it's the farm,
it all seems
yeah.
a little bit too tied to Andrew,
yeah. Yeah.
doesn't
yes.
it? And Spencer's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
It was Andrew. Which is like, when are these girls going to learn to stop jumping to conclusions?
Right. I agree. And it's funny because I feel like in some ways, as the show goes on and on, they get more realistic in some of their plot devices, like
mm-hmm.
to like taking a whole episode to be like, these girls are fucked up.
Yeah, they just went through it.
Was necessary.
Yeah.
But then still, and I feel like they've learned other things and they've become more self-aware. And the show, like, they've been able to point out, like, well, we shouldn't do X, Y, and Z like we always do, am I right? But then, like, in terms of, and again, like, I get it, it's a show.
Conclusions. You're like, oh, now we know who A is. How could you ever at this point, as we as audience members are just like, it's not A. If you think it's A, it's not. How could they not feel like
that? Well, it's like, it just seems at this point, like, yes, of course, and everyone listening is like, because it's a TV show, ladies. I'm like, yes, it is. But I guess, But I guess my point is, I don't think it would have taken away from anything or made it any less suspenseful or not driven the plot forward to have them be self-aware enough to be like, okay, it feels like Andrew, but what are we missing? Like I don't think that...
Couldn't A be setting him up? Like, yes. Are we falling for this again? Because A has set up so many people to look like they're A.
That, to me, has happened
so many times.
That, to me, would have felt not only more realistic and satisfying, but equally as suspenseful and interesting.
Yes,
like, why does it make it less suspenseful or less interesting for them to be like, oh, God, it's A? It's like...
And it's almost like insulting our intelligence as the audience members at this point. We're like, we're in the sixth season. We know he's not A by this point because you are telling us that he is. We know that he's not. So if you could even just, like, acknowledge that, you're respecting us a little more.
100%. For the girls to be skeptical of it would have, I think, even confused us audience members more.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
And if you're like, well, maybe he is, if they're not sure. Like, or even if some of them are. If Ari is like, yeah, it was Andrew, I saw him.
And someone else is like, wait a minute.
Yeah, it's like, what are you doing? How do we know this isn't A setting him up? But, like, the other thing that I thought was really weird is Spencer being like, why should we mention Charles De Laurentiis to anybody? The cops will figure it out if that's a thing. What? Since when is Spencer not trying to get to the bottom of things? Since when is Spencer just like, ah, let the cops handle it. That'll be fine. Like, what?
Right. That's what out of character and weird.
That's not normal. Well, but we're just not even going to mention that.
Right.
Let's just not even mention that to anyone. Because they'll be connected if the cops are investigating them.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, Spencer.
Okay, Spencer. Thanks. Bye. Take your pills.
Yeah.
Enjoy your pills.
Also, you're addicted to pills, right?
I know.
You can't have any kind of pills, even though whatever would be helping you sleep is not related to whatever Adderall, like, stimulant you were addicted before. It's going to be literally the opposite thing. But okay, just don't let her have anything that's a pill.
Yeah. On TV, it's just general pills.
Yes.
Pills bad. I love the slow dramatic pan to, like, the rack focus and then, like, the slow pan from, like, Spencer sitting across the room with the pills and, like, rack focus, slow pan. Dun, dun, dun. Pills. Take me, Spencer. Also, oh, wait. Cops are here to arrest us for pills.
Is it Toby? Hey.
Hey. I wish it was Barry Mabel. He's the best cop. Also, everyone's eyebrow game was on point, and I'm not going to say on fleek, even though that is within, like, the definition of using it in a sentence describing eyebrows, but eyebrow game
it was on point.
All across the board. Like,
yeah,
really,
and I
like
the haircuts. I like Hannah and Arya's hair, the short bob, like the messy bob. I like it. I'm really into it.
Haircut game strong.
I hope
eyebrow
to grow my hair
strong.
Out into that kind of a thing.
Oh my god,
that's
you should. It's like getting there.
Yeah, I'm like close.
I like it.
I'm almost, I'm like maybe like 2-3 inches away.
What else? Oh, well, and Sue also mentioned that Spencer just needs to get on melatonin because we need you not crazy. And that's a good point. You could just take something natural.
I heard tart cherry juice helps with your sleep.
Yes.
Patterns.
Also, I was going to try to think of other things, but I can't.
Okay. Valerian root.
And Sue also says, Sarah is crazy and probably A, or maybe Cece's little sister. Jesus, this wheel of A has so many spokes. You're so right, Sue. And also, that's what I was going to bring up, was that I thought, and I don't know, maybe, I don't know what this says about me. Maybe I'm, like, just slipping or was too caught up in the episode to be skeptical. But when Sarah Harvey comes to Emily's house and says, oh, my God, but do you really think it's Andrew? And I'm not saying I don't think Sarah should be trusted. I think 100% something crazy is going on with her. But I guess I kind of, in that aspect, believed her. It didn't come off to me as manipulative. It came off to me as like, thank God, someone's talking sense to them. I mean, I guess because that's what we just talked about. Like, thank God, someone's skeptical. Someone's like talking sense to them.
Exactly.
So I was like, good job, Sarah Harvey.
Also, she was there for a lot longer.
Right.
So she would be more aware of, like, and more opportunities to see somebody's, seen something identifying.
Absolutely.
Of the
person. So I was like, okay, clearly something's up with you. But in this aspect, go on. Tell
us
more.
Yeah.
But then the fucking PLL you know, solicit for hashtag, like, tweet us right now. Can Sarah Harvey be trusted? Which then clearly, okay, so now you're trying to say we shouldn't trust Sarah Harvey. It just felt ill-timed. I guess my point is, yeah, like, all the, I feel like every podcast we talk about just, you know, how ill-timed some of their solicits for tweets are. It's almost like a spoiler, or it's like telling us how we're supposed to feel when we didn't even think to feel that way yet.
Right,
and you're
exactly.
What? I don't know. That was annoying to me. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
There were some weird hashtags this time.
Really weird. Oh, my God. Spencer's welcome.
Yeah,
what
was that?
What are you doing?
Come on.
I feel bad, guys. I know. We're all just trying to do our best in life. I'm sure if people watch some shit I did, they'd be... You're listening to this podcast right now, and you're clearly wondering, what are these girls doing?
Yep.
We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I also don't work for ABC Family.
Right.
So, like,
true.
Let's get our lives.
Yeah,
that was, I feel like they just still need to get their stuff together.
Plus, the thing is, you think about it, like, the marketing team and the social media team are not working with the writers.
Yeah.
Or, like, those are two different buildings, two different offices.
They're not talking as much as they need
they
to.
They don't
they're
communicate
not,
with each other. Can
they're
we get,
not driving.
Can we build some bridges there? Can we build some
I
bridges?
Would love to build some bridges. I feel like, let's get in there. Get me and Sue will consult. I feel like, well, those are all the notes I have.
Right.
Did you have anything else you wanted to talk
no.
about?
I think Sue summed it up good. It's a good episode, scary episode, but not too horrific. Wish there were more answers, but decent pacing.
Yeah.
That's exactly it.
100%.
Yeah, I don't want to get greedy, but like I think overall it was a really good episode. I really would like to see some dads.
Yeah.
I'd like more dads. I'd like more dads. I need some Byron and some Peter Hastings.
Yeah. I mean, I could do without lesser.
Around,
yeah,
but.
Exactly. Also, shout out to Rourke Critchlow, who plays Hannah's dad, who followed me on Twitter for like a month and then unfollowed me. So I don't know what made him follow me, and then I don't know what I did to upset him. But Rourke, if you're out there, I was probably talking about my cats too much. Who knows?
Follow me again,
and then like call in.
What harm does it do?
What harm does it do? Literally, Keegan called in.
Jim
Titus called in. Norman Buckley called in. Why don't you want to call in, Rourke?
Yeah.
Tell us where you've been, buddy.
Rourke.
Where you been?
Yeah, we miss you.
Yeah.
We miss you. You're just out supporting your stepdaughter's college education rather than Hannah's, even though she's secretly a genius. It's fine.
It's, like, totally fine. Also, I saw him guest starring on something recently.
Oh, yeah?
I want to say possibly it was a show I'm very into on Lifetime called Unreal. Have you watched it?
Wait, no,
oh,
I heard about
so
it.
So good.
About it.
Kellen, all four episodes are available online. You got to check it out.
Okay, great.
Everyone listening, check it out. Unreal. You can watch the first four episodes on Lifetime.com right now.
Okay.
So good. All right. Well, this is productive. I'm just going to lay in a tub of ice water now because my apartment is so fucking hot.
It's hot.
I have all the windows open. I'll turn on the fan.
That's fine.
And then we'll just, I don't know. Maybe I have some frozen peas. We can spread on the floor and just, like, lay on them. Well, thanks, Kel, so much.
Anytime.
Stellar guest co-hosting, Sue.
Thank
we
you,
hope
thank
you,
you
feel
I'm
better.
Sorry. I'll never be Sue Fun.
No. You're both different and special.
I
love you both equally,
I can,
but differently.
I can talk about Pretty Little Liars.
Yes.
Until the end of time.
The cows
so
come home.
It is one of my few skills that I
have. You have many skills, and that is one of many. Follow her at GoToKel.
That's actually my Instagram.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Burning Kel
is my Twitter, but I don't use Twitter. So,
so it's
follow
fine.
My
so
Instagram.
So follow her on Instagram at GoToKel. And Sue Funk, if you're listening, which I think you are, because you're also texting me right now, feel better.
Feel better. Get well soon.
And we will see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.